Advocacy groups in Indiana are asking state regulators to reject a rate hike request by Indiana Michigan Power, and they want a low-income assistance program set up to help Hoosiers who are struggling to make ends meet. INM is requesting to increase the monthly fixed charge from $7.30 to $18. Beverly Torres is a case manager with Stone Soup Community, which helps people who aren't able to pay rent, utility bills, or buy needed medications. She says most of these people work. Many of them have multiple jobs and just can't make ends meet. She says many of them make minimum wage, which is only $7.25 an hour in Indiana.
There are people that are working, and maybe that's the only kind of pay they can receive because of their education or whatever. You know, there's different reasons. And certainly, someone has to do those jobs.
The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission will hold hearings on the rate hike in January. They have 300 days from the date INM filed the petition to issue an order. If they don't, Indiana law states they can automatically raise their rates up to 50% of what they've asked for. In response to a media inquiry, INM says it's committed to its Building the Future plan, which aims to strengthen infrastructure, reduce outages, and allow for diversifying the sources of energy generation. John Howitt with the National Consumer Law Center echoes the call for an electricity affordability program and says the plan to increase the fixed charge is unfair to those who use the least amount of power.
Lower income consumers already tend to use less than their higher income counterparts. So, in a way, this is just shifting costs onto those who can least afford it while taking away control over the bill.
The Citizens Action Coalition of Indiana, Sierra Club, Indiana Coalition for Human Services, the Indiana Institute for Working Families, and Indiana Community Action Association have all testified before the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, which will decide whether the rate hike will be approved. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.